This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What about COVID disinformation? Are you going to put information out there saying that I'm spreading disinformation?
Senator, we are not the public health experts to make those determinations.
The disinformation, the largest progenitor of disinformation in our history has probably been the U.S. government.
I've never said that, and actually I've said the exact opposite.
Thank you,
we
sir.
Are not the truth police.
I just need to know, are you a cop?
I'm not a cop.
Talking about the deep state, the secret cabal here in Washington working to undermine the American people, it couldn't be farther from the truth.
In Oklahoma, we haven't actually seen these aliens.
That's alien talk.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
The last time you filled your car up with gasoline, do you know what the price? Remember what the price was?
I drive an electric vehicle.
Okay.
That's enough lip out of you, money bags.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Okay, I'm back from Florida for the summer, and we're starting the Red Wave Tour, Grace and I. We're going to be all over the place, all over New England all summer long. And our first stop is going to be in our own backyard here, and it's going to be tomorrow. We'll be visiting our great advertisers throughout New England, and our first place that we're going to stop on the Red Wave Tour is JB Auto Care, and that's in Weymouth on 291 Bridge Street, and we'll be there from noon until 6, Grace's show, and then my show for the first 3 hours of the show. We'll be from JB Auto Care on 291 Bridge Street in Weymouth. And with us now to tell us more about what's going to be going on tomorrow is the owner-operator of JB Auto Care, Bill Broussard. And Bill, thanks for having Grace and I to down there to Weymouth tomorrow. What's going to be going on while we're on the air?
Yeah, thanks for coming. So we got Montilio's brick oven pizza. He's going to bring it down his oven. He's going to be cooking us pizzas. We're celebrating 20 years in business. Also, we're going to be raffling off free oil changes every hour.
All right. So that's all 6 hours then.
All six hours.
And the pizza will be available all six
and
hours?
Pizza and drinks. Non-alcoholic.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So so people can come down and we're going to be selling t-shirts and probably giving away a few books. And you can have your picture taken with us and Grace and me. And there'll be all kinds of fun things to do. And you can listen to the show. There'll be a little chairs set up.
Yeah, we'll have some chairs and tables set up.
That's great. And so how do people get to 291 Bridge Street?
So we're in North Weymouth. You can, 93 South, get off Route 3A, and you can just travel all the way, go over the Four River Bridge in Quincy, and we're about a mile on the right-hand side if you're going towards, Nantasket.
All right. And so what they should do, and so if they want more directions, you have a website, right?
Yeah, you can Google our website, www.jbautomotive.com.
jbautomotive.com.
Yep.
And that's how, and then you can get directions. And again, we'll be there from noon until 6, and we'll have t-shirts for sale, and there'll be pizza and soft drinks, and they'll be raffling off a free oil change every hour on the show. Sounds like a good deal.
Doing any diagnostics on listeners' cars while
sure,
all this is going on?
Yeah, bring down your check engine light. We'll plug you in.
You do inspections?
Yes, we do.
So you can get in if you're running a little
late. We're open for business.
Sneak in if your inspection sticker is expired. If it ran out on April 30th, get in there. All right. Okay, that's good. Okay. And 617 says, H, please take a moment to honor the life of Sergeant Michael Chesna in Weymouth.
Absolutely.
The murderer still has not stood. He still hasn't stood trial? Oh my God! Hmm. This is in Norfolk County too. I mean, this should—he should have been—he should long since be in jail. All right. Hey, Bill, thank you very much.
Thank
we
you.
Look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and thanks for coming in, too. We appreciate
that. Yeah, thanks for having me.
844-500-4242. We hope to see everybody, and we don't do too much work at automotive at garages, so we'll see how the turnout is, but we'll give it a shot.
Sure.
Sounds good. It'll be fun. 844-500-4242. 917, you should come up with a better name than Red Wave Tour. It's a little, come on. We were going to call it, I said, let's call it the Tsunami Tour, the Red Tsunami Tour. And everybody said, what the hell is a tsunami? What, come on. Celebrate
That's
diversity.
That's not the colloquial term, though.
What?
Red Tsunami. No, nobody says there's a red tsunami coming in November.
I would have settled just for a tsunami. I don't think.
Big, beautiful red wave.
People want to complain about everything, you know? So now they're complaining about the name of our nice tour.
Isn't that what you do for 4 hours every day?
That's my job. What am I going to be like, Chris Cuomo? You shouldn't complain. That's my job to complain. I'm the one who's licensed to complain here. All right. Okay, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 860. Any nips of Dr. McGillicuddy's tomorrow? No. No, if you want to eat Dr. McGillicuddy's, you go to the State House. That's where they pass them out. Have the state police asked Representative LaBeef where he had his last cocktail? You know, that's right. You're only supposed to do that when you plead guilty. So I guess 844. I hope I'm wrong about him not standing trial, but I've Googled and found nothing about it. I don't think I think you're probably right that he probably hasn't. He's probably claiming all sorts of disabilities, and he's a member of some oppressed minority, whatever the hell
that's
oppressed surprising. Minority is. Yeah, that's the way all this stuff always goes. 844-500-4242. We're gonna take a lot of your calls here in this hour. And again, the Biden is close to the point of no return with Americans on the economy, and the you can tell this is true because the mainstream media is not really covering for him that much anymore because they can't cover for him. But you talk about people who are out of touch, who are disconnected from the American people. You know, in the French Revolution, supposedly, it's not a true story, but Marie Antoinette, the Queen of France, was asked about how the peasants were starving. They had no flour to make bread. And she's supposedly, again, it's not true, she supposedly responded, "Let them eat cake." Well, we had a real "let them eat cake" moment yesterday with the Energy Secretary Granholm, or as Dianne Feinstein called her, Senator Granholm, and as sometimes Biden calls her Senator Whitmer or Secretary Whitmer. They're always getting her screwed up. They're confusing her with the current terrible governor of Michigan, and she was a terrible governor herself, but. This is the Energy Secretary Granholm, so she's kind of responsible for what's going on with the high price of fuel, and this is her response. Cut 30.
The last time you filled your car up with gasoline, do you know what the price? Remember what the price was?
I drive an electric vehicle.
Okay. Do you know what the price of gasoline? Do you know what the price of gasoline is in Washington D.C.?
I know that on average, the price per gas of a gallon of gas today across the country is $4.25.
So it's over $5 a gallon here. When you were governor in Michigan, what was the price of gasoline the last year you were governor?
I don't know. It was a lot less.
Probably around $2, $3
a
gallon, something like that.
Let the meat cake. Remember when George H.W. Bush didn't know about a barcoder in a supermarket, and it was the end of the world. Even though he'd been vice president for all the years when the barcoders had come in, he was still terribly out of touch, and they pummeled him with it. Limerick guy says, "What about red tide?"
red tide. That's even worse.
No. I'm a clam man. I'm not going to name any. I'm not going on any red tide tours. And we're not going to be the Crimson Tide either, because I'm an ACC Atlantic Coast Conference guy. I'm not promoting the Southeastern Conference. 855-4242. Nate, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Howie. I really wanted to say, first time, long time. I've never been on the radio, and I enjoy your show and your sense of humor. I'm calling, why is there nothing on the news about $6 a gallon heating oil? It's just like untenable for the American people. Half the country's paycheck to paycheck. What do they think they're doing?
We've been talking about it. I can't speak for anybody else, but you're right. I mean, it makes Dementia Joe look bad. That's why it is. Did you hear the earlier guy say that, they usually say they'll cut the price if you're ordering under 150 or 125 gallons. They'll charge you more, I should say. And so he had a neighbor of his who had to get 100 gallons just to get the tank somewhat filled up, and they charged him $7.57 a gallon. Nate, $7.57.
Well, if you multiply, 175 gallons times $6, you're in, $1,100 when the truck shows up. It's just right. Like, who's got that kind of extra money? I mean, this is going to start showing in the economy shortly. If, before COVID, they had some stat on national news about the amount of people that couldn't find 400 cash if asked, and it was like over 50%.
Right.
So, how much have things changed since then?
I know. I just looked up the number. The guy actually said that he used to pay $1.75 a gallon, and now the price was $5.95 a gallon, and it cost him or his friend $1,332.58 to fill up. A lot of people, and these were retired. This guy was retired. A lot of people don't make much more than that, or that's what they make in their Social Security. That's what they get a month. So what do they do? And remember the guy, Ishmael, the guy who was the undersecretary for Charlie Parker for climate change. And he was recorded on that Zoom call last year saying that they had to turn the screws on people who were on fixed incomes and worked for a living so that they couldn't afford to drive their cars and they couldn't afford to heat their homes. He's gone. He got fired for speaking the truth. As he saw it, for letting the cat out of the bag as far as the goals of the administration, the Charlie Parker, Karen Pay-to-Play Polito administration. But his dream is being realized. People aren't going to be able to afford to heat their homes. They must be very happy about that. They must be toasting one another. Thanks for the call, Nate. 844-500-4242. We often hear lately that real estate can literally sell itself right now. This thought has been very true for many properties in this frenzied economy. However, as inflation skyrockets and interest rates rise, the demand for properties may lessen very quickly. Before that happens, what can you do as a property owner to make sure that you maintain strong competition and interest for your real estate? You could have an auction. For over 45 years and in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment, strong bidding, no contingencies, and cash buyers who aren't waiting for lower interest rates. Auctions don't mean distress. Auctions mean competition. J.J. Manning auctioneers can show you what strong marketing and a competitive forum will do for your real estate. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Rising inflation and interest rates are coming, so don't wait. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. on the radio and on the big screen. Twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
Are you ready to be the next Gutter Monkey franchise owner? American Gutter Monkeys is looking for hardworking entrepreneurs who are serious about becoming successful business owners. If you are serious about building wealth by owning your own business, visit AmericanGutterMonkeys.com. That's AmericanGutterMonkeys.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's more senile, Joe Biden, Dianne Feinstein, Pat Leahy, or Nancy Pelosi?
I'm still going with Joe Biden.
71% say Joe, 19% say Di-Fi, 8% say Nancy, and 3% say Pat Leahy.
You know, we were talking during the break that Joe Biden can't remember anybody's name. Whatever your background, ethnic group, race, religion, color, creed, etc. However, he seems to have more problems with people who are not quote unquote white. Okay. He's always screwing up black people's names. Just ask Marsha Fudd, among others. Today, it was Cinco de Mayo Day at the White House. So he's got Hispanic people. To me, that's white. It used to be white until Richard Nixon, in his wisdom, decided to make it a new group. But still, it's not. They're not Anglos, I guess is the best way to put it, under the current racial apartheid classifications of the U.S. government. So he gets he's forgetting their names again. Cut two.
And Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona, where are you, Miguel?
Yeah, where is
my? He says there he is. He's educating people in the back. There you go.
Cardona. That's why he's got the IFB in his ear, so someone can give him the heads up. Cut three.
It's not our backyard, it's our front yard. Thank you very much, Madam President.
What do you call her, Madam President?
Madam President.
Madam President.
It's the First Lady of Mexico, not the President.
And it's not our backyard, it's our front yard. Okay. Cut eight.
And he pointed to a patriot, a portrait over the mantle in the White House, in the Oval Office. And it's a picture of, it's a big portrait of Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
A patriot, not a portrait, a patriot of FDR. Cut 10.
I might point out, and Jill and I talk about this, if we don't get smart in this country and the other team doesn't understand what's going on, you know, 25 out of every 100 children in grades kindergarten through senior in high school speak Spanish. 25 out of every 100.
I don't understand what that means.
I don't know.
The other team?
I don't know. I don't know what his overall point was.
So if you're Hispanic, you're on a different team than the English speaking than the young English speaking students.
Is that like in gym class they separate them by what language they can speak during the soccer games?
If the other team doesn't understand, it seems to me if Trump said that they would be accused of racism or classism or something. Cut 11.
That we invest in the community, and we'll conquer and honor and lift up all those folks who, in fact, have gotten in the way. You know, Mexican American culture is a great contribution to America.
Again, I have no idea what he was talking about then. Who got in the way? Who got in the way? 844-500.
In what way? For whom?
Are those people who got in the way, are they part of the 25 out of 100 or the 75 out of 100? 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I didn't see Naomi.
She's over here. How can you miss her?
Well, I tell you what. Hey, Naomi, how are you? That's my granddaughter, our eldest granddaughter.
And her fiancé.
And her, I can't see.
And Peter.
And Peter. Well, you all have to know all this, you know. It's really important.
Sometimes he calls her his grandson, though, or his father.
Well, he says he's her grandson.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I get it confused. I tell you, I'm punchy from transcribing all that stuff this morning. Incidentally, we have new developments in the case of Reed Mason. He's the son of the state police colonel who fired all the cops for not getting vaccines, the troopers, earlier this year. And we've been reporting that he was apparently... he was sleeping in his car at the corner of South and C Streets in downtown Hyannis on the morning of February 28th, which is a very cold morning. He was sleeping with the car off, and police stopped them, the Barnstable cops, and they found four guns in his car, two handguns and two rifles. And we've been asking, what's the status? Is there any kind of police report here? We can't seem to find a police report. You know, what's going on? Is he going to be charged with anything? Or are there any complaints going to be issued by the clerk magistrate, et cetera, because he's so well connected. And his father used to work down. He owned a house, which he apparently sold to a member of the Barnstable Police Department. This is the colonel. So Robert Bastille from the Hyannis News, a very interesting website down in the Cape, he's been covering this along with Turtle Boy and me. We've all been working on this story. It's hard to get newspapers interested in real news these days, in case you haven't noticed. So we've been working on it. And Robert Bastille today, Hyannis News, visited the Barnstable District Court Clerk's office again today, this is Thursday, and received the official word on the following. Late yesterday afternoon, that'd be Wednesday, an application for complaint was filed by the Barnstable Police Department in the Reed Mason matter. The complaint came into the clerk's office as being private/restricted for a private magistrate's hearing. That means Robert Bastille from Hyannis News, Turtle Boy, none of us will be allowed in, I guess. I guess that is what it means, unless clerk Chuck Ardito relents and lets us in. They will have a hearing to see if there's probable cause to move forward. The woman behind the window estimated the hearing would likely be scheduled for late June, early July. How convenient. I thought it was going to be scheduled quickly. I thought justice delayed was justice denied. So this happened in February, and they're going to have a hearing in July. If a criminal complaint is issued, the file will become public at that time, according to court policy. This is a really good story. This sums it up pretty well. Turtle Boy summed it up well, and he's got a follow-up story. And Hyannis News has got like a whole wrap-up of everything that's happened since day one. But there are two reports, and I filed today with the Barnstable Police Department to get the two reports. One report is from a couple of days after the incident, and they just mentioned that they grabbed four guns. And then there's another report that was written last week after the press inquiries from Channel 5, from me, Turtle Boy, Robert Bastille. They started, and the report from last week specifically says the guns weren't loaded. So it's interesting that they didn't mention whether the guns were loaded or unloaded in the first report. They mentioned, though, in the second report, the guns were unloaded.
These his guns?
I believe they were his guns, yes. That's my understanding. And I filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Barnstable PD. I want to know if they've suspended his... I want a copy of those two reports, the report from March and then the report from late April. And I want to go line by line over them and see what the differences are in the reports. I also want to know if they've suspended his license to carry, as we've heard. I want to know if there's a third report, because there are also reports that there was a fifth gun involved, and that was at his house, and that the police either picked it up or the kid Reed Mason turned it in himself. So we gotta find that out too, and we gotta keep going on this case. And I will let you know how it goes. But you know, it certainly seems like there's a lot that they don't want to come out about this case. And the fact that the second report wasn't issued, the complaint wasn't sought until reporters actually began asking the questions, tells you something, in my opinion. 844-500-4242. Did he also say she's my eldest daughter's granddaughter? Did he say that? That's what Limerick guy thinks. Again, everybody.
I didn't see Naomi.
She's over here. How can you miss her?
I tell you what, hey, Naomi, how are you? That's my granddaughter, our eldest granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
Our oldest granddaughter.
Yeah. I I'm not, you know, you can't tell everything the first time around on a lot of these cuts because he's just slurring. 844-500-4242. If you want to read that story, go to HyannisNews.com. It's the lead story right now, and it kind of lays everything out. And Turtle Boyle will have more on this, I'm sure, as the night goes on. 844-500-4242. And I also called the clerk magistrate, Chuck Ardito, and I asked him to please allow the public. I don't care about the press, the public, same thing. To come to this this event. You know, this is a real problem with Massachusetts. If when they close these things, and I know they say, well, it's like a grand jury. We're considering criminal charges. If there's no bill out of a grand jury, then you don't want to say anything. But you know, it makes it a lot easier to broom a case, doesn't it? If it's closed to the public. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, while I was waiting, I was listening to you talk about these elite criminals stuff just because of who they are.
Yes.
And it makes me sick. It makes me sick. But my point for calling was, I remember, and this goes back to the oil, you know, price for heating oil. I remember buying 50 gallons of oil because this was back 2010, I think, with my kids and whatnot, you know, that's what I could afford.
Yeah.
And right now my kids are grown. I still am in the same house, and my last oil bill was like $800 for the month, you know, and it wasn't really that cold of a month, but I'm fine. I can afford that. And it doesn't hurt right now. I don't, but I think about the drastic difference when I had two kids and I was making a decent living with a house and, you know, I live in Maine, you know, central yeah. Maine. I was doing okay, but I remember like looking at the bank balance and what can I afford? That's when oil was like $4.50 a gallon, you know, and the expensive sound like a bourgeoisie, like capitalistic pig.
Right. You know, well, you know, that's the thing. Jen Psaki, who's leaving, by the way, on May 13th, finally, and they've her successor is a black woman who's a lesbian. That's the way they go. But you know, she said these problems are first world problems. They, you know, to say that it shows that you have a first world problem that you can't understand the way most Americans live. And they do live, the Democrats, when they run against Republicans, they always say Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Now we're being told it's not a problem, that everything's fine and you people just got to suck it up and take it because we're Democrats and we need to import more illegal aliens. It's really ridiculous. You know, I'll tell you another thing. I mean, this is a smaller problem, but a lot of these self-service pumps, to prevent the fraud, they cut off at $70 or $100. So now if you have a truck or a big vehicle, you have to put the card in twice. I keep hearing from people all the time about this because before, if you ran, nobody ever ran it up to 100 gallons, or very few people did, unless you had a huge vehicle. Now $100, It's not that much. $100. How many gallons is $100? It's like 20 to 25 gallons, depending on where you are. That's not a lot. So you have to put the card in twice. It's just another way. It's just another thing. Thank you, Brandon, for. Thanks for the call, Dave. Chuck, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
I'm thinking back to a few minutes ago, you're talking about the senile politicians. And living here in Vermont,
yes.
I beg to differ with you, Pierre, because St. Patrick has been a little off the beam for quite a while.
He has.
We were just at an event, I think it was a veterans event, a few months back, down by the waterfront, and his wife, Marcel, had to stand about 5 feet away from him, keep giving him the nods and the whatever, so he could get through his little five-minute talk. And,
Chuck, I just think the reason most people didn't vote for him, or at least give him a thought today in the poll, is they haven't seen him up close and personal like you have. I mean, if you've ever seen him at those Senate hearings, I mean, he's just rasping it out, you know, just reading the questions, and there's no kind of follow-up. He just, whatever anyone answers, he just reads the next question, even though, you know, it would occur to you, even if you just tuned in 5 seconds ago, to a follow-up question to ask. And, you know, remember when Rush Limbaugh used to call him Leaky Leahy? He wasn't all that, though, tightly wrapped back in those days, was he, Chuck?
Nope. Oh, not at all. Well, he leaked that thing. I can't remember. It was some Senate hearing or whatever, and he leaked the information because it was a closed hearing, and I can't remember what the circumstances were, but he's been, like I said, off the beam for quite a while.
Yeah, he has. It was time for him to go. At least he recognized that, unlike, you know, DiFi or Nancy Pelosi, although I think this is it for her. I don't think she'll be back. Thanks for the call, Chuck. And again, I don't think it's... people in Vermont shouldn't take it personally. It's just that we see more of Pelosi and we see more of Biden, and DiFi, being from California, is getting a lot more publicity in her dotage than Leaky Leahy is. Plus, Leaky Leahy's leaving. The DiFi has got 4 years left on her term. Let's play one cut. This is he's screwing up another name of a Hispanic here, Biden, on Cinco de Mayo Day. Cut five.
One of my best buddies when we served together, and I think probably one of the best ambassadors we've ever had to Mexico and anywhere else, Kent Salazar.
How many times do you think Ken Salazar has been called Kent Salazar? Especially by one of his best buddies. One of my best buddies, Kent Salazar. Stand up, Chuck. 844-500-4242.
Stand up, Chuck. Good to see you.
That was the guy in the...
And the hits just keep on coming.
WRKO.
Boston.
My friends at Eden Pure have done it again. BOGO is back for 1 week only. What are you waiting for? Many listeners, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. All have made multiple purchases once they tried this powerful air purifier that is small enough to hold in your hand. Officer Mark said, "Maybe it's just a coincidence, but my wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake." Many friends still ask me, does it really work? And the answer is yes. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code word Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Again, check out HyannisNews.com. That's a good report on all everything we know about the Reed Mason case so far. And we'll keep an eye on it. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get, we're going to be able to pry it out or not. 844-500-4242. The question is, why is it taking 2 months? Why did nothing happen until we started shaking the trees? Just a couple of us started shaking the trees. And one of the TV stations in Boston knows about this. Why haven't they done anything about it? They have everything we have. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. I might have missed something here, but I don't understand what this guy did wrong, this state police officer's son. I mean, he pulled over, right? And he, if he was tired, if he was drunk, whatever he was doing, that's great. I'd rather see him do that than be driving down the road. And if the guns were his and he wasn't hurting anybody, I don't understand. I mean, I lived in Massachusetts almost 45 years of my life. When I lived there, I would have said, oh, man, what was he doing there? But now that I moved to North Carolina, it's a different culture. You know, I have a friend of mine that we're both Marines, and he told me he belonged to the National Rifle Association. I said, what are you, crazy?
Yeah, but Dennis, here's the thing. People, my understanding from state cops is that other state cops have been in this situation and have gotten either fired or suspended for a long time. And I know this guy is the firefighter. He's not a state cop, but he probably wants to be a state cop. They fired a guy that was down in Providence. He was visiting his girlfriend, and he put the gun in the trunk, and the gun was stolen. And it took us almost a year to pry it out, but they finally fired the guy. I mean, what we're worried about here, Dennis, is a double standard, you know? That's the problem.
It happens down here all the time, Howie. I mean,
it happens everywhere. But yeah. The other thing is, you know, the Turtle Boy and I are getting grief, especially. I don't know about Bastille. They're saying, why are you guys going after this? Is that this big of a deal? Well, the big deal is that Colonel Mason, his father, has been firing guys for not getting the jab. Fire, and women, too. He's fired a bunch of people, and in some cases he's humiliated them in one case at the State Police Academy with a guy who has been charged in court. The charges were dropped with doing a terrible thing to his wife. And it's just very, very disturbing that people in the state police can get away with stealing tens of thousands of dollars. And they don't even lose their pension. These guys get, these 14 cops that have been fired lose their jobs because they believed my body, my choice, which is again, a very big deal now. And this kid, why is it taking 2 months to get to the bottom of this? And we're not even near the bottom. 774, the Mason case will end up like Gropey Baker's. I think you're probably right, 774. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
I think Brandon's cut when he said the guys on the other team. I think he was throwing a dig at mega people for not knowing Spanish, like we can't figure it out. That's the way I, when I listened to the cut, that's the way I understood it.
You may be right, Lee, but he expressed it very incoherently, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but when you and Taylor were discussing it, I says that was a dig. He just threw another dig at us. I don't know if he's smart enough to actually throw digs, but
he just reads what's written and then he botches the reading of it. All right, see you tomorrow at JB Auto in Weymouth. I'm Howie Carr.